Welcome back to Weekend Kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. And, of course, it is brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. For all your supplements, anything that you need to get healthy or stay healthy, whatever it is, just head on over to Vegas Discount Nutrition with three locations. And, of course, maybe more on the way as well. We'll keep you up to date on that, too. I'm Ballpark Frank, along with Armando Vasquez, Phil, and Big Terrence. Big T back in the house as well. And, guys, you know, we spent a lot of time on the NBA that last segment, and then you guys kind of ruined it, so we had to go to break there
talking about stuff that isn't real sports.
So let's talk about a real sport now, a real sport that might be coming here to Las Vegas. Vegas wants hockey. It looks like Vegas is going to get hockey. The NHL reportedly coming here. We'll find out probably Wednesday for sure. I will be at the red carpet for the NHL Awards, looking forward to it, to watch Patrick Kane get the Hart Trophy, the first USA-born player ever to lead the NHL in scoring.
Listen, Frank, one of the last things I want to do during the week is think of you. And I thought of you immediately
when
I heard this announcement. And I could not imagine the excitement that you were going through the other night. I have, in my life, and I'm from New York City, I have a lot of hockey friends, never met a bigger hockey fanatic than this man right here. Do you think it happens?
Oh, I think it definitely happens. I've basically known it's going to happen for over a year now. I've had a bunch of sources that are very good friends with Bill Foley. One of my best friends has been flown up to his ranch.
Now you're just name dropping.
No, because I didn't say his name. And Paul said, it's a fact because Armando knows this gentleman as well. Foley has known this. Foley has stayed out of it because he didn't want to make Gary Bettman in the NHL angry by saying something ahead of time. Trust me, Bettman's already not happy that the AP reported this and everybody flew with it. But it's been a done deal for a while. The biggest holding point was it going to be one team or two teams? They really wanted to bring in two teams because right now it's going to make the NHL with 31 teams. Maybe good for an ice cream shop, maybe not so much good for a professional sports league. From what I'm hearing right now, it's going to be Las Vegas now, and then probably in 3, 4, 5 years, they will bring a team up in Seattle. Right now, they don't even have a venue to play in. There's been talk of a team in Quebec, but it looks like Carolina or somebody else might go there. Eight teams are losing money in the NHL. The Carolina Hurricanes are just seething money. They're losing $13 million a year. Their owner, by the way, we mentioned tomorrow is Father's Day. Their owner is being sued by his sons for $105 million for taking money out of their trust fund. So Father's Day to that family.
I can't wait to read that card. I'd like to read that card.
I'd like to be over there for the Sunday dad. Father's Day giving the dinner.
That reminds me of a couple of weeks ago when Armando went to Disney and then left Mary with all the kids and went to ESPN to watch the game.
Isn't he horrible with that? It's atrocious.
Wasn't that fights? Wasn't he watching fights or something?
He's probably watching everything. He's probably watching like reruns of
Gilligan's Island. He told us beforehand, too, how he was going to totally ditch his wife, leave her with the kids, and head and watch the game. First, it was the game and the fights that night. So he was double dipping.
They would not put the fight on for me, so I had to watch a game.
Marcus is going to be suing his dad for Disney trips in the future. Poor little Marcus.
I see it happening. I do. Frank, you think it's going to happen. Do we have a name yet?
Well, everybody's reporting the Black Knights, and here's the reason that they are reporting the Black Knights. Bill Foley originally said he was going to have a naming contest for the city, maybe give away some season tickets or something. If they are immediately coming out with a name on Wednesday, it will most likely be the Black Knights, because then they can print up jerseys and start selling merchandise. The reason Bill Foley wants the Black Knights is because he went to West Point. It's the Army Cadets nickname. Ah. So he wants to be the Black Knights. Now, other people have suggested, and he said it's not going to be aces or blackjacks or anything like that. He doesn't want anything with a gambling type thing because of the NHL. What some people have suggested, and I think it's a great name, is the Vegas Knights. You can still have Knights with a K. You can have neon things or whatever. Vegas Knights, you can still have that theme that he wants. Still be kind of true to West Point and Army, but have a Vegas theme. Originally, when he first thought about bringing the team out here, they were talking about naming it the Nevada Black Knights.
How about we name it this? The Vegas Discount Nutritionists.
Now that's a
and
plug.
The colors can be yellow and black.
That's a plug. Now that's yellow. A plug. Write this man
his
check.
Purple and black.
Write this man his check.
Well, hopefully
I told you I shop at GNC. What are you talking about?
Yes, hopefully Vegas Discount Nutrition will be the official store of the Black Knights if they want to be victorious.
Listen, you mentioned that they're blowing up and maybe seeing more stores besides those three super locations. Can you imagine? Look at that. Fashion Mall. What about
the T-Mobile Center?
I think
bringing up Vegas Discount Nutrition going to Fashion Mall is similar.
Is that serious?
That's kind of like the NHL coming?
Hmm. Are you serious about that?
Maybe.
Fashion Mall show?
Maybe.
That's insane. All right. Back to hockey. You mentioned the losing of money. Millions of dollars being lost here.
Yes.
Now we're adding another team, and I don't want to rain on your parade. I know you're a hockey fan, but with soccer right now blowing up, I don't want to say hockey's being replaced as a big four, but will it draw here in Vegas?
I think it will draw here in Vegas. I do think it's already been replaced as a big four. Soccer worldwide is the number one sport. NASCAR kind of replaced hockey as far as TV ratings and other things was going for a while. MMA and some of the other, especially UFC, they've replaced it in some respects. They get bigger numbers than hockey. Hockey's kind of a niche sport. It's not played in some places. It's played in cold weather climates for the most part. I love hockey. People that see it live. And here's the thing. They need a better TV contract. They need to quit shooting themselves in the foot all the time and doing stupid stuff like this, the worst kept secret in all of sports, saying that a team is coming here to Vegas. They don't promote their own sport properly. They don't do the right things. You don't see a bunch of hockey players doing commercials all over the place. You might see one or two commercials for, oh, here's Geico or something, and it's only during the hockey games. You don't see the crossover stuff.
Like, I wouldn't know if one of these people in this room is a hockey player. I don't know. I mean, Armando's look like he's, you know, getting some muscle over here. He might be a hockey player for all I know.
No, I don't know if he can
skate.
But that just shows.
I mean, I wouldn't know one if I saw one walking in the street. Would you?
No.
And that's one of the most recognizable
hockey player in the world.
Like
it's an animal or
Crosby?
Something.
If Crosby came walking in, would you know him?
No. Yeah. Crosby, yes. He's probably the biggest hockey player.
I wouldn't, and I have friends in Pittsburgh who I was watching some of those games with, and I wouldn't know. I would know Lemieux.
He replaced Mario Lemieux?
Yeah, and I would know Messier, and I would know Gretzky.
Really?
That's
without
it.
A doubt.
That's it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
the thing, is I just don't know. And I think hockey here in the desert makes sense. You know, it's so hot out there. Come out, enjoy, you know, get cool off. I don't know if it's going to draw.
There's 2 million people that live here in Vegas, and most of them don't have anything to identify in Vegas except for losing money at the casino. We all seem to have that in common, corporation. The yes. main thing that they'll have is something that they can identify together with. You're a New York Knicks fan. He's a Lakers fan.
He's a Cavs fan.
But this is finally something, and I know there's some semi-pro baseball and this softball and UNLV. That's all bull, man. This is something that the people will be able to identify with, and there's 2 million of them that live here. You only need 10, 15,000 good fans.
And they've already sold 14,000 season tickets. And the reason that Bill Foley was adamant about bringing an expansion team here, like I mentioned, 8 teams are losing money right now. There was a lot of talk about relocating a team out here. Foley said, I do not want a team with roots from any place else. I want this to be the first professional Vegas team with no other place that they've ever been. Las Vegas is homegrown, their own team, and that's what he's finally getting. He's paying $500 million. He could have got a relocated team for $200 million. He's taken a $300 million hit on his bankroll so that it could be the expansion team that he wants. The other people are saying, well, they're going to suck when they first come out here. They actually have a chance to be a decent team right off the bat. The way that the expansion draft will work, they will get one player from each team. Now, the teams get to protect players, and there's certain parameters to it. They have to take 3 goalies. They'll probably get a pretty good backup goalie. Terrence just mentioned Pittsburgh. Okay, in Pittsburgh, Andre Fleury was one of the top goalies in the league this year. He gets injured. Matt Murray comes into the playoffs. He goes all the way to the Stanley Cup and damn near wins the thing. Right now, Andre Fleury is being shopped. There's a lot of teams with good backup goalies. When Ben Bishop got injured in Tampa Bay, their backup goalie came in and played well. Scott Darling of the Blackhawks is a good backup. They'll get a decent goalie because they're not going to protect both goalies on a team. They have to take 9 defensemen and then 14 other frontline players as well. So they'll get professional-level players. And remember this, too. Free agents that want to come out here, they don't pay state income tax. So people will want to come to Vegas to play for this team.
Interesting point there. Armando, you living here in the city for a long time, I know you haven't bought season tickets yet, but are you excited to watch hockey here in Vegas?
I am, actually. I always make fun of hockey, and I love just grinding.
How can you
ballparks.
Make fun of hockey? Who makes fun of hockey?
I love doing it. And our mutual friend, every time I see him, he's like, "What's hockey?" You know, I'm always.
I thought they were still on strike, dude. I'll be honest. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no. I was actually real disappointed when their minor league hockey team left from here. That they closed up shop and left, because my kids loved going to that. So as much as I talk badly about hockey, it's something that I enjoy watching, actually.
Conrad.
I hate admitting it now, but since they're coming,
it's funny.
And I always tell people that, okay, in a year or two, we're going to be very big. My little boy's going
to
be.
Hockey fans
what's a
love
color
to
scheme?
Scream it, but what? The non-hockey fans hate to admit it.
Nothing's official yet, but it'll probably be black.
That's
going to be the basic. Well, you can't be the Black Knights and not be black.
Black and purple would be a great color, man. I love black and purple.
Again, if he goes with the West Point theme, it will be black and gold.
Yeah, that might be a little too much.
Like the Saints.
Black and gold is cool. You know,
like the Saints.
Yellow of it.
I'm okay with that. Like the New Orleans Saints.
I think it would be cool to have them here. I'm not a big hockey guy, but I would actually go to some games. I think it'd be 2 million people here. We don't have any of our own sports team.
No.
And then maybe it will bring an NBA team, and maybe 10, 20 years down the line, there could be a football team. But I would love to have an NBA team here. I would get season tickets. If they play hockey here, I bet I go to 10 games to see if I can get some emotional attachment to the team.
Well, you mentioned the emotional attachment. And Conrad, I want to bring you back on as a Vegas resident. And I know you are from the Bay Area and you do like the Sharks. Is there any... Do they have to be a winning team for you to get behind them right away, or is it okay if they don't start off hot, like Frank thinks they may?
Well, when the Sharks came into San Jose and they were, you know, building the stadium there, they had to play 2 years in the Cow Palace.
Ooh.
And the Cow Palace is just that.
And it smells like cows. I've been there.
And it was sold out. It's not that big, but it's sold out. But once the arena was built, the Shark Tank and stuff, they sold out almost every game. This is a town that competed against the 49ers, the Giants, the Raiders, the A's. They wanted their own identity, and they got it, and they've supported it ever since. I think a lot of it has to do with marketing, how you go out to the community.
They were marketed great. I was living in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the time, and I remember those colors was that turquoise and black with the shark hat. I had me one, yep. For real.
Their jerseys, went, you know, the teal color and stuff was kind of the thing at that time,
yeah.
And they loved it. And they jumped on board. The team went out and marketed it properly.
Best logo in
they got the
sports.
Community involved, the players involved with the community, and opened up junior hockey leagues, arenas, ice rinks for kids and stuff. So
hockey's big here for the kids here. They're very big.
I'll tell you,
watch a hockey game live. That's the difference.
You can't
watch it on TV. It's not a great
I'll tell you a well-kept secret, and I've gone to it just about every year. The Wayne Gretzky Fantasy Camp is actually here.
I'm so angry at this.
It was just about a month ago.
Angry at this, Frank. He tells me, yeah, I'm going to introduce you to Wayne Gretzky. I'm going to introduce you to, who was the other guy? I'm sorry. Somebody else came in.
You know what happened? Star Trek. You didn't even know who it was.
No, I don't even remember.
See,
I had to work. I worked.
He had to work. I took someone else.
I had to work 12 hours that day. That day I worked 12 hours.
I showed you pictures of me holding the door open for Gretzky.
There's a lot of those kind of secrets out here in Vegas.
Oh,
Gretzky does his fantasy hockey camp. Jordan does a fantasy basketball camp every year. A lot of people come out here to Vegas. But yeah, right now we only have a few arenas or places where people can play, ice centers. They're also going to be building the beautiful new practice facility for the team in Summerlin. And the team's only going to practice so much, and then they will be going out there, and they will do the other stuff as well with all the community type things.
And we do have an arena. I mean, tomorrow night at the T-Mobile Center, there is
Money in the Bank.
WWE.
John Cena. AJ Styles.
I got to tell you this something. If AJ Styles
Frank,
is
like
beat
children.
In this match, the WWE is absolutely burying him. That would be, three losses in a row at major pay-per-views?
I expect that to happen.
A guy like John Cena coming back, first time being back in 9 months, burying him.
I expect that to happen.
And speaking of Money in the Bank, we're going to put the Money in the Bank of the show right now, brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition, as we step aside. Man, we still got a lot of stuff to get to. How much will we get to? We'll find out. The U.S. Open, Rose and Ichiro, UFC fights, lots more. Weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Oh.